This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf and Nam Phan, of both of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is random trivia. Today, we do have a special guest, Bruce Ford, who's been with us before. He's an appraiser. The next segment, he's going to give us the 15 minutes of fame for real estate. It ought to be very interesting. It's
going to be a lot of fun.
But today's going to be a busy show. Nam, you're going to give us an update of the 1 year after the fires. But we want to start off right with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money.
Hey, everyone. Want to give you a little bit of an update at what we're doing at Pacific Private Money. We are, as most of you repeat listeners would know, our fans out there, we are an alternative real estate finance provider located right here in the Bay Area. Our headquarters are in North Marin in downtown Novato, the financial district of Novato, occupying the old former bank building, former Sonoma National Bank, is now Pacific Private Money. And we're really busy this year. We're making lots of loans to people who are trying to purchase homes that they can't get bank financing quickly enough or something fell through. But as we'll be talking about a little bit more later, we're also starting to see a lot of loan requests to help rebuild homes and neighborhoods lost in the fires a year ago. And so stay tuned for a little bit more information on that. The Pacific Private Money Fund, you've heard us talking about that over the last several years. In fact, we launched it 5 years ago, a little more than 5 years ago. And in those 5 years, we've pretty much provided a rock solid return that varies very little bit, very little variation in the yields that the fund has paid out. If you had been in the fund since its inception, you would have enjoyed an average payout of about 8%. It was a little bit slightly above 8% in 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. It's dropped a little bit just below 8%. We're paying in the high sevens right now. And in comparison to other real estate mortgage pool funds in California, we're actually paying a little bit more than most, and that's because we're trying not to be the low price leader and undercutting the marketplace. And as there are certain areas of private lending that's where rates have been going down, we're trying not to price compete, but just to work with our repeat clients and do good loans and provide a good yield with safety and security features to our investors.
You know, I've noticed I'm on the email list for a lot of these newsletters, and there are a couple of companies that are, I'd say, somewhat in considered competition.
Yeah.
But their yields have dropped substantially. And now they're just hovering barely above 7%.
Well, and it's funny because if any of you out there have invested in, you know, individual trust deeds, individual notes, that's been something that's been actually, you know, quite common for over the last 50 years. Common but not popular. It's more popular today than it was a few years back. More and more people are learning about investing in individual notes. But we've got some investors who, you know, pine for the days when they used to get 10, 11, 12% investments in their notes. And those same investors now, you know, oftentimes are looking at, you know, 8, 8.5, maybe 9% on an individual note. Funds pay a little bit less, but you have other features where you can invest what you want to invest. You can invest more. Your money's working for you 12 months out of the year if you decide to stay invested. So you should probably investigate both. We work with both note investors at Pacific Private Money. You can invest in an individual note, either a whole, invest in the whole note or fractional, participate in a fractional note. Or if you're just, you know, don't want to compete with those people who are actually quite quick at making up their money, making up their mind and snapping up those best individual notes, we put probably the best notes we see, we put into our fund. And so if you're a fund investor, which is a more passive investment, but again, it has those benefits of being able to add to your investment anytime you want. And in fact, because our fund is comprised of mostly short-term notes, it's a fairly liquid fund. And so if you need your money, we've been very successful at redeeming people's investments, either in whole or partially, you know, usually within a few weeks of their needing it.
Yeah, and I think one of the best things I like about the fund is the fact that it's backed by the mortgages themselves. So the fund actually has recorded deeds of trust, mm-hmm. you know, similar to like a mutual fund where, let's say Vanguard owns specific stocks and bonds. It's in their name. It's very similar to this, where you would own shares in the fund, and the fund actually has recorded deeds of trust.
Absolutely. So Edward and I have coined a term years ago. We call it mortgage investing, even though in California, they're not actually mortgages, they're deeds of trust. But I like the term mortgage investing, and that includes both investing in a mortgage pool fund or investing in individual notes. And at Pacific Private Money, we do both. So for more information, check us out on our website. It's PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or give us a call, 415-883-2150. Stay tuned. We've got a lot of great information in store for you today on The Best of Investing.
All right. And here we're going to cut to our first commercial break. And again, for our guest, Bruce, who hasn't chimed in yet, if you know the answer, wait until we get back from break. All right. What state saw the first start of the American Revolution? All right. What state? You have a choice of 50 of them, right? What state?
But were there 50 states back then?
Yeah, that's true. There was only 13, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer, and you win that tanning certificate. What state saw the start of the American Revolution? Don't touch the dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Fellow listeners, Forbes magazine recently suggested Google Ads can boost profits quickly. Want to work with better clients? Google networks control nearly 80% of online ads. As a search marketing specialist, we know the secrets to a higher conversion. Curious if AdWords will work for you? Let's chat. The system we used helped our clients earn six figures in revenue last year. We regularly outperform other certified partners. There are no long-term contracts. Take advantage of our multi-point AdWords audit for listeners of this show and receive a $300 discount. But this is a limited-time offer, so call now, 712-307-0303. That's 712-307-0303. Or go to unlimitedclients.net. Unlimited Clients is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. Unlimitedclients.net.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hompt and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Question number one, what state saw the start of the American Revolution? Mark?
I'm just going to say Delaware because I like that name.
No.
Virginia.
No.
Massachusetts.
Yes. Remember the...
Bruce, you said you were good at trivia, so...
Do you remember the North Church, where yes. there's one of my yeah. land, two of by well, Chissi, and all that
stuff? I don't remember
stuff.
That stuff. I'm horrible at history.
Don't worry, the next two are history. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so hey, want to make a mention here for the Hornblower Yachts. You know what? Thanksgiving's coming up. They have That's a fantastic cruise out on the bay.
Thanksgiving cruise?
A special Thanksgiving cruise. I don't know if it's actually on Thanksgiving or right around Thanksgiving, but check them out at hornblower.com. Mark, why don't you introduce our guest?
So we've got Bruce here, who is an appraiser, right? You've been on our show before?
Yes. Yeah.
I think you were out gone that one.
Yeah, you worked on that one. So why don't you ask me to introduce him? You know him better than I do, silly.
I wanted to put you on the spot.
Yeah, well, you certainly do because I don't even have his last name here.
Ford.
God, make me look bad, dude.
So Bruce was on our show a couple times before.
Yeah, I was back in July, and I was here, and I had such a good time, I had to come back.
That's right. Yeah.
And so you couldn't keep me away. So the issue was that at that time, the fires only had been happening like 7 months before. Mm-hmm. And so the market was still kind of in flux.
Yes.
And especially, Edward, was you were very curious about the cost to rebuild.
Yeah.
What was
mm-hmm.
going on, how much material were rising and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So it's there now. We've passed a 1 year anniversary. We've got a lot of activity in the market. That's good.
Right.
And if you can ask me specific areas you want to know, I can actually fill in the blanks. By the way, for your audience, I'm a California certified appraiser for residential. What that means is I can do any value property for any residential in the state. And I also am FHA and VA approved. So I grew up in Marin, so I know this area very, very well. And I'm in Sonoma right now, and I actually worked for a bank and covered Napa. So that's the three areas I live in and enjoy.
And I know, Bruce, that you were going to give us like a little bit of history in 15 minutes. We teased the audience with that. But since you said you're very familiar with the neighborhoods and specific areas of fire, where the fires ravaged through a year ago, we've actually seen several loan requests just in the last few weeks from contractors who were going into contract with lots in the Fountain Grove area. And the reason that I think we're starting to see them today versus, you know, several months ago, and why has it taken a year, is that many of the families that decided not to rebuild and put their burned out lots on the market were asking for quite high prices back then. I mean, the market didn't really know, I guess, where the pricing were, and there were lots that started out at $700,000-$800,000, and I don't think any of them sold at that price. And we're seeing contractors coming to us now with lots in contract in more in the $300,000 range, and they're pretty excited about their you know the opportunity for them to rebuild new homes and sell them on the open market. What are you seeing in the Fountain Grove area? Are you seeing a lot of activity yourself there?
A lot of activity. The bulk of it was actually, you know, in the summer, spring and summer, and it's leveled off. When I was with you last time, the average lot in Fountain Grove was $295,000.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, so we're doing trivia. What do you think the average lot is today?
$295,000.
That's correct.
The fans go wild.
And I should, for the audience, the Fountain Grove area of Santa Rosa was the higher end area up in the hills overlooking the city. Some of the lots have great city views of the twinkling lights in the evening, as opposed to the Coffee Park, which a lot of listeners probably heard that term. That is a more middle class neighborhood where several hundred homes burnt. And I think we're going to have some numbers today from, I think it's from NOM. You've got articles on some of the rebuild numbers in the Coffee Park area, which is more right in the middle of downtown Santa Rosa, as opposed to Fountain Grove, which again was the kind of the high-end, more forested area, which you know, lost much of those beautiful oak trees and, of course, many hundreds of homes.
Yeah, I attended an event this week, and it was the, okay, 1 year later, what's going on in you know, after the fires, and a couple of stats, and I'm not sure if these are necessarily limited to Coffee Park or are in general, but and I think this number is Coffee Park, 50 homes completed.
Good.
Built.
So only 50. That's an only completed. 50, really. Right. If you think a year later, 50 homes out of approximately how many?
5,000?
Well, 5,000 total.
1,200 were lost in Coffee Park.
1,200, okay.
But
50 out of 1,200.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
4%.
They expect 200 to be completed, a total of 200 by the end of this year. Hmm. So in the next 6 weeks, 7 weeks or so, they'll finish another 150. They're expecting 800 to be completed by the end of next year, 2019.
Yeah, it'll pick up steam, I would think.
Permits or homes that have gone or completed the permitting process that will be next in line to be built, 280. Perfect. And I think in general, 700 under construction in the greater marketplace.
Did they mention anything about Fountain Grove? How many have been completed or how many have been permitted?
No, I didn't get that. I'm not sure if that 700 currently under construction, I think, includes
well, anecdotally, I'll tell you, I drove through there two Saturdays ago, and there are not many homes under reconstruction, relatively speaking. Which you might expect, given that those were larger lots, higher-end homes, probably a lot of families working through their insurance companies to try to think about, you know, determine whether they actually could rebuild, and then often, and then making the hard decision that, you know, maybe it's time to use take this opportunity to move on.
And when you were first on our show, the statistic was that 60% of the claims still hadn't been
How is that now? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Okay. But,
I thought you were the trivia expert.
That's true.
That's an insurance question.
here's the other really alarming statistic is that after a fire, the insurance company is only going to allow 2 years of rental occupancy. Mm. They're going to only reimburse 2 years. So those people who have been fire victims, now the clock is ticking.
Oh,
they have 11 months left.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Of a reimbursement. Yeah. And so some serious action will happen on their behalf. A, they might take the insurance money. B, they might rebuild. Or C, they might take the insurance company money and move out of the area. That would be sad. You want to see as many people stay and rebuild.
Well, someone would probably build on there, right?
Absolutely.
If they sell it, they're going to sell it to somebody who's going to want to rebuild.
Yes.
Right?
There is, I ran the Fountain Grove data, and there is a large number, I think about 80 homes available, 80 vacant lots available in that market. Hmm. So, and it really is, the decider is size, view, elevation, and in some cases, realtors are pitching the fact some of these locations don't have HOA, which is homeowners association dues.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to another break. We come back. Want to continue on there? Nom, you got a special deal of the week you want to share with us?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Here's our second question. What is the sport in the movie The Hustler? And if you remember the movie The Hustler, Jackie Gleason in the original, I believe. Mm-hmm. What sport is the... What is the sport in the movie The Hustler, all right? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller, and you'll win that tanning certificate. Hey, want to make a quick mention here also for Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Yum.
Love that pizza. Gotta go there, right on 4th Street, Miracle Mile, Mountain Mike's Pizza. All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Come aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind Thanksgiving experience with spectacular views, live entertainment, and a gourmet holiday dinner all on board. Gather your family and just relax this Thanksgiving. We'll cook the turkey and even do the dishes. Book your reservation today at hornblower.com for a one-of-a-kind Thanksgiving experience. That's hornblower.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan. Trivia question number two. What is the sport in the movie The Hustler? Now, Mark, before we asked you about the American Revolution off air, you thought it was Hawaii, but you were 200 years off. I'm just kidding you. Okay. What's the sport in the movie
Is
The Hustler?
Is it billiards?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Pool. Oh. Pool or billiards. That is correct. Great
billiards.
Movie.
Great,
got
great
one.
Movie.
Billiards.
Billiards.
I always go by pool. Billiards is so
formal. That's a different game. Billiards is a different game, but we would accept billiards or a pool. In fact, do you remember the Clampets and Beverly Hillbillies? They said, we're going to shoot some billiards. And where's they get their guns to shoot some billiards?
Okay. Those darn billiards.
All right. So we have in the studio here Bruce Ford, who is a certified residential appraiser. Are you going to give us your 15 minutes of fame there?
I am. Just to recap, I cover Marin, Napa, and Sonoma counties. And this is my home territory. I found it. I have most experience. And these gentlemen realize these markets are very complex. They're very expensive. And our audience, you know, they want to be in a great area. We have great quality of life. I think this is a terrific area. So the reason I said I want to go drop back 20 years and go, where were we 20 years ago, 1998? Well, for those with long memories, you know, we're in the midst of the dot-com boom.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was like buying these companies with .com behind their name.
Pets.com?
You know, pets.com. Yep. Pets. Little sock puppet and so forth.
Yeah. Webvan?
Webvan.
Oh, my gosh. So, Webvan. Yeah.
These are all...
I owned that stock. Dang it.
All
did you? He still owns it.
Okay. That's right. I do. Mm-hmm. It's worth zero.
All of it.
He's waiting for his dividends. Right. Go ahead.
All on the rubble heap of lost money that we won along forgot. So anyway, I actually bought my first house during that period, and I still have it. So that was the good thing. But I mean, if you look for it, everything started to happen gradually. But our most horrific accident, you know, disaster was the 9/11. Mm-hmm. But out of that came low interest rates because they wanted the country to get back together, to get back to buying and stuff like that. And then within 2 years, the big refi boom happened in 02, 03, 04. Mm-hmm. People were racing in. Properties were appreciating rapidly. You know, people would be on the doorstep, you know, writing offers furiously on a Sunday night in the dark.
Right. And more importantly, banks were competing against each other to make easier and easier to qualify loan programs in that era post 9/11 up through until the crash.
And that, even up in 07, what I called the frosting money or the dumb money was coming in, and I could see the market had definitely peaked and was on the way downhill, and I thought, I was telling my friends, this is not going to go end well. Mm. And then the worst of the worst was 100% loans, because as soon as that happened, I mean, this was just a recipe for disaster.
Yep.
And there were junior liens. I remember there was a junior lien program that you could get up to 125% of the appraised value of your house because they believed that real estate was going to continue to appreciate.
Mm-hmm. There's this thing called skin in the game.
Exactly.
If you don't have any skin in the game, I mean, you're going to walk away at the first hiccup, be it divorce, health episode, layoff.
Well, let me ask Mark on that. For the loans that you do in Pacific Private Money, obviously, we know you don't do 100% loans. What LTV do you generally look at?
Well, and that's a great question, Edward, because a lot of people, when I introduce myself and I say I'm a private money lender, oh, you mean hard money? Yeah, you can call it that. We don't call it that anymore. But, you know, hard money loans, private money loans, alternative real estate loans. And oftentimes people will believe that, oh, you do risky loans, meaning you'll loan up to 100%. Well, no, we don't. In fact, actually, that's almost rarely was done. Even in the heyday of 20 years ago, it's still really private lenders generally were more conservative than banks. And we still are today. In fact, at Pacific Private Money, we generally won't make a loan higher than 70% of the value of the home today. Or if you've got multiple real estates, and that's one of the things that sets apart the types of loans we do. Banks generally like to make one loan on one property. You could have multiple properties, and we'll make you one loan secured by two or three properties. But as long as the combined loan to value is 70% or below. We really solve for equity. We want skin in the game. We want equity. Heck, we're using private capital. These are private investors, and we don't want to lose their money. We're a fiduciary for them. And so we want to make loans to people that have a need for the money, but we also want to make loans to people who've got a viable exit. That's the thing that's probably different today than 15 years ago in hard money's heyday. Back then, if there was equity in the property, the lender generally didn't care if they had an exit strategy or not. They'd make the loan, and if you didn't pay, they'd foreclose and take your property.
Yeah, but there's so many regulations
right
now.
Today, there's a lot of regulations that discourage lenders from loaning to own. So we're not a loan-to-own lender. We solve for the exit strategy. So when someone makes a loan, it's like, well, you know, how long do you need the money? And we like to hear, you know, usually a year or less. That's our favorite type of loan. They're either going to sell the property using the loan we make them to improve the property, or they've got a conventional exit once they've either cleaned up their credit or they've gotten maybe a new job and they need timing or seasoning.
And before I forget, because I know, Nam, we're going to turn to you for a minute. Mark, how do people get a hold of you if they either want to borrow money from Pacific Private Money or if they want to invest with you?
That's right. So we take private capital from people who participate in what's called alternative investment strategies. In fact, I got an article I'm going to share a little bit later in the show about alternative investments that was just published recently that I think is very interesting. So we take private capital from private people who like to earn above average yields with safety and security features of a mortgage, and we lend it to people who have a short-term need for that money. We basically rent other people's capital. That's what we're in business of.
We direct
the flow of capital at Pacific Private Money. To get a hold of us, our phone number, 415-883-2150, right here in the Bay Area, 415-883-2150. Or go to our website where all of our email addresses and phone number are prominently displayed, as well as our pictures and bios and information about our company. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com.
When we come back from break, Nam, I want you to go through an example of a loan that, deal of the week so that the audience can hear it. And Bruce, also before we cut to break, if people wanted to get a hold of you for getting an appraisal, how would they get a hold of you?
So I can be hired on situations that are on the back of my card, and Edward's going to flip it over and show it to me.
There we go. Divorces, estate, bankruptcy, property tax appeal, prenups, casualty losses, specialty properties, and appraisals for pre-listing.
That's right. What I want to do is make sure your audience understands those situations. I can be hired directly. If you're going to go out and go to a conventional loan from Wells Fargo or whatever, they're going to hire their own appraiser who's on their list.
So can we hint to them that we want you?
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right. So the contact information is 707-732-6403. My email is really easy. BruceJFord@yahoo.com.
Very good. Okay, here's the last trivia question. Which two public figures were assassinated in the U.S. in 1968? Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive new twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. It's time to share the spirit of the season. It's time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens November 30th through December 7th. Reserve your seats now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Onf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question, which two public figures were assassinated in the U.S. in 1968? I'm going to look to Mark again. Come on. Bring it home.
One of those Kennedys.
Yep.
And Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes. Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. Very good. You got two out of three this time. All right. Again, quick mention here for the Transcendence Theater. They are going to be doing their special holiday program at Luther Burbank in Santa Rosa. Phenomenal show. Check them out. Transcendence Theater. Bestnightever.org, I believe, is their website. Okay. Bruce, you were going to mention something about 10 years ago today, this quarter.
10 years ago. Yeah. Weirdly, strangely, oddly, 10 years ago today, I was laid off from my job as a bank appraiser. And this quarter, meaning September, October, and November of 2008, were disastrous. We were in the middle of a presidential election. John McCain made the famous words, I'm going to suspend my campaign and go back to Washington. You know what I mean? The country was in free fall. The banks were closing down. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns. Oh, yeah. It was a very edgy, scary time. And people were talking about depression and negative things. Just a very dark moment. Now, fast forward 10 years later, where are we at now? Robust unemployment. Jobs created, record jobs created, record GDP. It's just like dark night and brilliant sunlight day. And that's it. So I wanted to share with your audience what's happened in 10 years if you're within the sound of my voice. Let's say you invested in a marine property 10 years ago. Well, believe it or not, it actually went down 12% between 08 and 09. It sunk down to 694,000. But if you waited the 10 years toward today, Edward, how much would you have made it on a median house in Marin?
On an average annual yield, compounded 7.2% because it doubled in 10 years.
Well, according to the median, which is half above, half below, that's 50%. So the median Marin house is now 1,050,000.
Wow.
Okay. Yes,
pretty close. You made, that's about a 6% compounded return.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, if you decide to go in two other markets that we love, Napa. Back 10 years ago, the median price was 390,000. So if you decide to hang on and buy a couple rentals, what would they be worth today, roughly?
750?
Very good. 633.
Wow.
So that is a 62% appreciation. Wow. That's pretty
good.
That's
Napa. That's very good.
Yeah. Now, here's the killer. Sonoma. If you decided 10 years ago, wow, this is a great price point. It's dark I can't, am I going to make an investment here? Everything's happening that's dark and troubling. Yeah. It's with a $319,000 was the median price in Sonoma County. Today, that price is, Edward?
680.
620.
609. There we go. Okay. Representing a 91% appreciation. Wow. So there's plenty of money to be made in North Bay real estate in the last 10 years if you had the wherewithal to hang on.
That's the challenge. If so many people, especially people in real estate, myself included, didn't have much in the way of cash to take advantage of those. Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago, was when I decided to go out and start my own company. And then everything happened in the Q4 of 2008. And I started wondering to myself, maybe now was not a great time to go into business for myself. As it turned out, the silver lining was there were a lot of people who were with skills, contractors, real estate investors, looking to take advantage of lowering real estate or declining real estate prices.
But nobody knew. I mean, it's great to talk about what in the last 10 years, but who had the crystal ball to say, I know
Well,
it's
nobody
go
knew. Nobody knew. And so I went into business with Pacific Private Money so that I could find money for people who were looking for money in order to take advantage of what they saw as opportunities, foreclosure opportunities, and buying up distressed houses.
Okay, so now we're going to turn it over to Nam for a minute here, because I want to get into a deal of the week. It wasn't a foreclosure, that kind of situation, fix and flip, but it's an interesting scenario you have here for a borrower.
Yeah, I mean, and it kind of goes back to what we're talking about right now, you know, what's happened in the last 10 years. The other side of that is, you know, the banks suffered because they were making bad loans. And due to regulations, to the benefit of, you know, the industry, for some, you know, the bank regulations have swung the other way. But that means that there's a lot more, the people who are getting loans with banks are much more highly qualified. But that also excludes quite a few people who are qualified for bank financing, but just aren't getting it for one reason or another. And that's been a boon to us.
Yes.
So for a deal of the week, I mean, I kind of think sometimes this is a repeat, but for us, it's also a good thing. These are the kinds of deals that we see all the time. High FICO borrowers, in this case, it was a couple. One's a doctor, and the other one's a professional as well. FICO's near 800, and they own a home that's worth $1.9 million. It's a townhome in Mountain View. Townhome, $1.9 million. Yeah. Believe that. And they want to purchase another home in Los Altos, but they can't sell the home first, the townhome first, in order to capture the purchase. So what do? They come to us because of speed and the ability to cross collateralize. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it was a fire drill. You know, this is a deal we had to close in originally 7 days. I think we closed it in 10 days.
Wow.
For $1.1 million, we cross collateralized against the two properties, which is something that, or $2.1 million, excuse me, something that banks don't do. So a number of things, banks don't cross collateralize. They can't close that quickly. And for us, you know, we were able to provide a CLTV loan of 70% or 71%.
That's good.
And that kind of something to reiterate what Mark mentioned earlier, you know, we need that skin in the game. That's one of the big drivers of our, of our decisions. Mm-hmm. We don't do 90% loan to value. Borrowers coming in with that kind of credentials, high down payment,
because
high FICO.
If they're cross collateralized, they might just have to drop the price of their house enough so that they get some money out rather than lose it in foreclosure. Mm-hmm. You know, something's better than nothing.
Yeah. So we closed quickly. I'm sure we'll get paid off when they sell their townhome, which, you know, still in the South Bay, it's a strong market. And we'll get paid down and paid off shortly. So, another deal of the week.
And these are all, you know, examples that we give every week in the Best of Investing of people who come to us. It astounds people who haven't ever borrowed money from a hard money lender or private lender that we make loans to people with oftentimes 800 FICO scores. So it's not a credit issue. It's not that they have 1 foot in bankruptcy. It's not that they're trying to refinance $500,000 of credit card debt. It's usually that they just run out of time.
Yeah.
Well, this other one I was going to mention is the house that they want to purchase for $825,000 and they're putting down $500,000. And they can't get a $325,000 bank loan. And it's because their income hasn't been seasoned enough with the bank.
Yeah. You know, and both of these are what we call hard money situations, not hard money borrowers.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Right. Transactional distress, not personal financial distress, which is why the quality of our loans are so good.
Very good. Let's see. And your company's done like $500 million in...
I just updated the numbers recently. We've actually gone over $525 million.
Wow.
So we
wow.
not only cracked the $500 million mark, but we're well on our way to the big B.
To the big B. I don't want to hear the big T.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, right. And how many different loans? Like 1,500?
About 1,500 loans. Almost most of them here in Northern California. So we are a regional expert. We're an alternative finance provider that focuses regionally. We're not nationwide. And why you would care is if you're an investor with us, you want to know that we're making loans secured by properties in neighborhoods that we understand.
And really quickly before we go to break, this is my favorite part. How many losses?
Zero.
Zero. It's my favorite number. Okay, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark, you have an article there.
I wanted to share an article from a company based here in San Francisco. And they're a company that we at Pacific Private Money know very well because we are engaging with U.S. Capital Global based in San Francisco to help us increase our exposure for the fund and help us get approved on certain brokerage platforms. That's their promise to us. We're basically going to them to accelerate our capital raise in the Pacific Private Money Fund. And they've written some very good articles over the past couple of years, and one that just came out this past week was their top five reasons to invest in the non-conventional investment sector today. That non-conventional investment sector is just another word for alternative investments. And I thought it was really interesting how they put this forward here. The current economic landscape is marked by modest returns and increased market volatility. In this landscape, focusing on best practices in alternatives, especially private credit securities, which is something we provide at Pacific Private Money, by the way, has the potential to deliver higher returns in exchange for a little less liquidity, but not necessarily increased risk. Investors will each have their own unique set of needs, but here are five reasons why registered investment advisors, family offices, and individual investors like you should consider diversifying into private equity and private debt. And of course, private debt is something we specialize in at Pacific Private Money. And their top five reasons are ones you would expect. There's, you know, number one is there's rapid growth in alternatives, and we've seen that at Pacific Private Money. More and more people are becoming exposed to the opportunity to earn above market yields for below market risk. Number two, a wide selection of what they consider investment grade alternatives. And again, we believe at Pacific Private Money, our fund, the Pacific Private Money Fund, is an investment grade alternative. And that's because we have a very low weighted average loan to value, and virtually all of the assets are secured by California mortgages. Number three, reduced portfolio volatility. We all know what's happening in the stock market right now, and bond yields are getting hammered. So in volatile markets, those types of investments that are not correlated to the stock markets or bond markets include things like mortgage pool funds and other alternative investments. Number four, potential for enhanced overall returns. And again, this gets back to you can earn above market yields for below market risks. And that's the thing. People, you tell someone 8%, and oftentimes they'll tell you that sounds risky. But you know what? The risk profile is actually less than that of stocks, and particularly many bond portfolios today. And then number five, RIAs can retain their advisory position over alternative assets. And so if you're an RIA listening, oftentimes you can't get paid for referring alternatives, but in alternative, certain mortgage pool funds and other alternatives are more and more alternatives are being added to those types of investments that can actually be referred to on a platform like Merrill Lynch, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and others. And we expect the Pacific Private Money Fund to be added to many of those in the coming months. So stay tuned for those announcements.
Again, how do people get a hold of you?
PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's the best place to find information about our company, our phone numbers, our email addresses, our bios, and very transparent. We like to be out there, and our LinkedIn profiles, everything is reachable from PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Very good. Bruce Ford, thank you again for joining us. We'll have to have you on again. Thoughts for the day. When you are going through something hard and wonder where God is, remember that the teacher is always quiet during a test. I like that. And don't compare your accomplishment to others. Remember, success is a fight between you and yourself. We get very philosophical here on The Best of Investing. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.